Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
This afternoon, the head of Hezbollah, Hassan Nasrallah, as you've been hearing, has given his first public address after pager and walkie-talkie blasts killed at least 37 people and wounded around 3,000 more across Lebanon. The explosions appear to be the result of a months-long operation by Israel to target as many Hezbollah members at once. The group has vowed to retaliate against Israel, and the unprecedented attack has stoked fears of a full-scale war. Meanwhile today, the Israeli military is striking Hezbollah targets in Lebanon. To discuss this, I'm joined by former Prime Minister of Israel, Ehud Olmert. Mr. Olmert, you're very welcome to the programme.
Hi.
As you come on air, we're hearing of breaking news of two Israeli soldiers killed near the border with Lebanon, and I'll ask you about that in just a second, but Hassan Nasrallah, the head of Hezbollah, said of the detonations that it could be a declaration of war, and he warned Israel of a just punishment. What could happen next, do you think?
I hope that nothing will happen next. Quite frankly, I don't know that Israel has assumed any responsibility for the events that took place in Lebanon, which killed so many and wounded so many. But I'm aware that Hezbollah believes that Israel did it, so nothing will change their mind about it. But as I understand, all the victims were Hezbollah operatives. These were weapons which were provided to Hezbollah operatives. So what exactly can they complain about? They are attacking Israel day in, day out. You just mentioned that two Israeli soldiers were killed today in an attack. They are sometimes shooting 300 rockets against Israel on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. So,
but they were detonated. They were detonated near innocent people in shops and in public areas.
Well, I don't know about that, and you don't know about that. The fact is that they were all
we've seen the footage.
Civilian soldiers of Hezbollah. And again, it will be, I think, irresponsible on my side to argue about that. I am not familiar with the facts. Israel didn't assume responsibility for it. What I know is what they announced, that these were pagers and whatever walkie-talkies that were used by the militants, by Hezbollah operatives. And, unfortunately, we are talking about an organization which is shooting on a daily basis against all of the Israeli townships, where we have 80,000 Israelis living in the north, which are homeless now for more than 11 months because of the aggression and the violence of Hezbollah. So I don't think that there is much that they can complain about.
Israel hasn't claimed responsibility, but many say there's no doubt as to who was responsible. One UK human rights lawyer has told Channel 4 News that it was criminal, that it was unlawful.
Since I don't know what happened, since I don't think that Israel taken any responsibility for it, I think that it would be entirely unnecessary to argue with those organizations that regardless of what we do, they will say that it was criminal and illegal, while at the same time, you are just reporting of two Israelis that were killed by rockets that were shot against Israelis in the civilian part of Israel, and which was done by Hezbollah. So I don't feel that I need to argue about that. Hezbollah is the last organization which can complain about human rights.
Mm-hmm. We've discussed before, Ehud Olmert, about Prime Minister Netanyahu's strategy in Gaza and the continued escalation of the war, which sees a death toll now at above 41,000 people. Hezbollah says that they will continue their efforts until there is peace in Gaza or until there's a ceasefire. The Defence Minister, Yoav Gallant, announced a new phase in the war on Wednesday. The question is, how do you de-escalate all of this?
Well, I'm sure may have heard already long time ago that I personally think that the war in Gaza must be stopped today, this moment. There is not any advantage for Israel in continuing this military confrontation, there is not anything that we can achieve which is worth the cost of the lives of Israeli soldiers, the lives of innocent Palestinians in the urban centers in Gaza, which are embedded with the Hamas. The reason why so many Palestinians were killed, I don't know, and I don't approve, and I can't agree about the numbers. I don't know. I don't think anyone could count them and verify these figures. But there definitely were many innocent civilians that were embedded with the Hamas in the center of Gaza and which became victims. Regrettably, because they were not part of terror, there is no question about it. So altogether, there is, the hostages of Israel must be returned completely. All of them who are alive and who are not, and hopefully majority of them are still alive, of the 101 which are known to be there. They have to be returned back. We have to stop the war. We have to start to the preparations to pull out from Gaza while a security force will step in instead of us into Gaza in order to prevent any further terrorist attacks against Israel from Gaza. All this has to be done. There is no question about it. If Hezbollah will stop their fighting, which they initiated, they started against Israel in the north, I think that will be a very good development. I'm very much looking forward towards it.
But the difficulty is every time one side or other calls for a cessation, it's contingent upon something else happening. The difficulty is, up until now, various commentators have said that neither side, neither Hezbollah nor Israel, wants all-out war. I wonder, is that changing? Has it changed?
I hope it will not change. I hope it will not change. Look, there is a war going on now on a limited basis. Within this limit, the Hezbollah is shooting every day many rockets against all of the Israeli townships across the border in the north. And that's why 80,000 of Israelis are homeless, because they don't live in their homes now for 11 months. Of course, Israel answers. There is a counter-offensive of Israel against those who are shooting at us. And this is going on in a very well-defined constraint that does not cross a certain line for the time being, and I hope it will not cross. My personal idea is that there should be an agreement between Israel and the government of Lebanon that will settle once and for all the border disputes, mostly dependent on the claims of Lebanon, which were not recognized by the United Nations Security Council until today. All of the claims about the borders were never recognized by the United Nations Security Council. The borderline, which is known as the blue line between Israel and Lebanon, was defined by the UN Security Council in the year 2000 in a resolution 425. And this is the border which we protect. But we are, I think Israel should be prepared to consider and to discuss some of the claims and the arguments the Lebanese have, and see if we can compromise on this, because I think it's urgent, it's important, it's essential that Hezbollah will stop fighting, will pull out again into across the Litani River line, and that Israel will be able to bring back all the citizens to where they live, and that we will end it. I know it depends also on ending the war in Gaza. I'm in favor of ending the war in Gaza today also. Mm-hmm.
But you speak of the 80,000 people who are homeless, the Israeli people. Yeah. What about the 2 million people in Gaza who are homeless, displaced?
Well, you know, you'll never miss an opportunity not to show any compassion to the Israelis.
No, that's
the war
unfair.
In Gaza, no, hang on. Maybe it's not fair, but this is an objective analysis of the spirit of your questions.
No, it's not.
The Gaza war started on the 7th of October. The Gaza war started on the 7th of October by a vicious, atrocious, barbaric attack against Israel by the Hamas coming from Gaza. There was an inevitable reaction by Israel, which unfortunately, because of the fact that Hamas is embedded in the urban centers of Gaza, it affected many Palestinians.
41,000 people dead.
In Gaza. I don't think that anyone counted them. I don't think that they
the UN accepts
millions,
that figure.
Nevertheless, I said, and I was not. Mm-hmm. I think that I was very explicit and very outspoken and very forthcoming in saying that there were many, many Palestinians that were hurt, which were not involved. But it happened as a result, primarily, of the fact that the war started by the Hamas, by the Palestinians against Israelis. Now we have to stop it precisely in order to prevent further suffering of these innocent people. There's no question about it. And we have to stop the war in the north in order to prevent the suffering of so many Israelis that are homeless now for so many months.
And that's exactly my question. It goes to proportionality. And it goes to strategy, which you yourself, in fairness, have questioned in terms of Prime Minister Netanyahu. You've questioned the proportionality of the response in Gaza and the strategy in terms of what it will yield for Israel. I just wonder if the same question can be put in relation to the strikes on Lebanon and Hezbollah.
Which strikes? The pagers?
The pagers
strike,
and the walkie-talkies, yeah.
You insist on asking me a question which I unfortunately can't answer. I can tell you only this. Looking at it to the extent that I can look at it objectively, because I'm not there, I'm not even in Israel talking to you now from Germany. I don't know exactly what happened, why it happened, what were the circumstances, how many were killed, how many were wounded. I know only one thing, that this was the most exceptional, brilliant military operation against a terrorist organization which is perpetrating atrocities and attacks on a daily basis against the civilian settlement in the north part of the state of Israel. I mean, we have to do something to defend them. They are shooting, they shot on Saturday more than 100 rockets into the north part of the state of Israel. They are shooting today rockets. They killed today Israeli soldiers part of these attacks. So I don't know who did the pagers attack. I don't know who did the walkie-talkie attack. I only think that, objectively speaking, this was a very exceptional, different military operation. And,
I think I should convince
the Hezbollah to bring an end to the hostilities from both sides.
Can I ask you finally and briefly, you say you don't know who else or who attacked with the walkie-talkie detonations and so on. Who else could it be but Israel and Mossad?
How do I know?
Who are the other suspects?
I don't want to answer. You know, I'm not speculating. I don't want to answer. I say this. Had Israel admitted that it did this operation, I would have said that I think that this is a perfectly legitimate operation against the military organization and against the military devices which were distributed by Hezbollah to their fighters. However, since I don't know, I can only say that from an objective point of view, looking from the completely outside, it is a very impressive, brilliant military operation, and I hope that it may convince the Hezbollah to think twice before they will continue the hostilities.
Former Prime Minister of Israel, Ehud Olmert, thank you.